on a series on practical issues of this life, and this is part two, I remember. And the other time that we covered that series, we talked about hearing different voices and differentiating between all those voices in order to find God's will. So let's go to God in prayer to consider His word today. Father, we just thank You for Your word. Your word is life to us. Jesus declared that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's Your word that sustains our spiritual life. Your word that feeds us. Your word that gives us faith. Your word that encourages us. And Thy word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Without Your word, Lord, we cannot see clearly. For Your word is light. Your word is life. We ask that Your word will shine forth in our hearts and lives, that we could discern clearly Your word, that we could taste it with the depths of our spirit. And Your word be not just sound waves spoken into the air, but that it would be life and that it be spirit, and that we would be changed and transformed by Your word. Thank You, Father, for spirit wisdom and revelation that will come upon our hearts and our minds as Your word is shared. That we will see the hope of Your glory, the hope of our calling, the riches of the inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of Your power towards us who believe. Help us to find our place in Your will in these last days. And for those who are hearing this word, Lord, help them to see and know clearly Your will. Establish Your will in our life, for it's only in Your will that we will find the greatest joy in this life. We thank You, Father, and we give You all praise, glory, worship, and honor. In Jesus' name. And everyone say, Amen. This week we are going to look at other voices. But what we're going to look at in these three areas are voices that we do need to consult. Voices that we need to come to know before we determine God's will and life in each one of us. And the first area is the voice of your spouse or your family. And remember, in all these three areas that where we seek God's will or seek to consult are the voices that we hear in our life. These three that we cover today are important for us to consult. In other words, we need to consult. And whether or not you agree or disagree, it's important to hear these voices out and then bring it before God. Let's look at the voice of your spouse or family in the book of Genesis. And these three voices that we need to consult in our lives can be good. It can be bad. And we need to bring them before God. There's no guarantee that it will always be good. Let's look at Genesis chapter 16. And this is a story of Sarai and Abraham. He was not named Abraham yet. And Sarai was still Sarai. In chapter 16 of Genesis. Remember that by this time, Abraham had waited very long for the promise of God for a child. He was childless. And he's seen a lot of things come and go. But this one promise and one desire that they had of a child of their own is still not coming to pass. So in Genesis 16, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. She had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abraham, "See now the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Please go in to my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." And Abraham heeded the voice of Sarai. It says Abraham listened to his wife. And it can be wife, it could be husband, your family. If you're a single parent, bring out your family and your children are big enough to consult a decision that affects your entire family. The voice of your family. It can be good, can be bad. There's no guarantee that it's always good. And there was a suggestion that came from Sarai, natural suggestion, that says, look, this is our problem. Why not you solve the problem this way? This is not the only voice that was negative in the terms of spouse. You remember Job's wife? When Job was in distress, after all the things that happened to his life, and I believe that the only open door you can find was in the area of his fear and his confession. But outside that, he was a righteous man. There's nothing you could pick that would be outwardly wrong. He's a good man too. And so Job lost all his property. Job lost all his children. And he was, and if that was not enough, he was sick and dying. And the sickness that he had was so bad that it says there were boils all over him. And he took a piece of pottery and he was scraping himself all the time. Scraping himself, thank you. Scraping himself constantly. If that was not bad enough, his wife came and said, curse God and die. At a time when he needs encouragement because he lost all his property. He needs encouragement because he lost all his children. He needs encouragement because he lost his health. His wife came along and said, let's finish it off. You might as well die. Before you die, curse God. That's a terrible thing to say. She knew not what she said. And of course, she could have been distressed too. Right? To say that, she must have been very upset at God. She was upset at God. She was upset that God took everything. Actually, it was not God. If you read in Job, it was the devil. She was upset because she lost all the children. She was upset because her husband is also dying. And so, she suggested, curse God and die. It's not a very good word to hear at a time when Job was believing for a breakthrough. So the voice of your spouse or family may not always be God's will. Now I know that family is important. I want to emphasize that it is important. But we need to realize that your family can be either a blessing or a curse. Your family can either be a hindrance or a help. Your family can either be a burden or a blessing. It depends on whether your family is all loving God and in the Spirit. Your home can be either a heaven on earth or a hell on earth. Imagine if you don't have a good family life, every day you go back in anticipation of the hellfires you're about to face. But on the other hand, if you got good family life and good family to return to, every day you go back looking forward to the solitude and the rest and the joy that you can find in your family. Because family are so close to each one of our hearts, we sometimes forget that not everything in the voice of the family is necessarily God's will. Now remember these 3 points. The important thing about these 3 points, you still need to bring your family together. So in this particular case, there was one wrong case of Abraham listening to Sarai's voice, and they end up with Ishmael. And up to today, the Ishmaelites and the Israelites are still fighting. If there were no Ishmael, there would be no Arabs. And so up to today, you see all the things, blame it on. Okay, I was going to say Sarah, but Abraham is involved. Okay, Abraham was also at fault because he listened. So blame it on them. Later on, at a time when they already have Isaac, in chapter 21, Isaac was given to them. Verse 1, the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at a set time of which God had spoken to him. And verse 8, the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. Verse 11, and the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. So Abraham, at this time, he had sold ties to Ishmael. And he found it difficult to follow what Sarah says. Sarah says, get rid of this child. Get rid of Ishmael. Cast them out. Don't want to have anything to do with them. God has made men and women different. That is why in a family, you need consultation. And usually the opposite is true. That is, if a person is very compassionate, the other side of them could be very cruel when they are turned the wrong way or when they are in darkness. And we need to always be in the light for the good things to come forth and have nothing of the darkness in our life. So here is Sarah, who seems at first to be very cruel. And Abraham didn't like the idea. Verse 12, God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondservant. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice. Now, in the earlier chapter, it was wrong for Abraham to listen to Sarah. But now, it was right to listen. And Abraham didn't want to listen. And so we show forth that the voice of the family can be good, can be bad. The important thing is, we need to consult them. What are the little points that we need to mention here? We must, point one, 1A, we must make sure that the voice of our family is Sarah and not Sarai. You notice it was Sarai before she was turned and in God that gave the suggestion, get a child to Hagar. But this is Sarah now speaking, meaning princess, that says, this is what you should do. So we should discern between the voice of Sarai from the voice of Sarah. What's the difference between them? Sarai is the voice of the flesh and of circumstances. Sarah is the voice of the will of God and the destiny of God. She was speaking in line with what God wants to do. And that was why God says, Abraham, you should listen to her. And so in regard to the voice of your spouse or your family,